1250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. The Senate passing a bill to raise the debt ceiling and avoid a government default.
This deal suspends the debt limit until January 2025 after the presidential election and rescinds billions of dollars in IRS and unused COVID-19 funding. Without it, economists warned of an economic downturn, delayed military salaries, halted Social Security, Medicaid, and veterans benefits, plummeting stocks, and potentially another recession. President Biden has vowed to immediately sign the bill into law once it reaches his desk to avoid the nation's first ever default. M1, ABC News, Washington.
An engineering report issued just last week raised concerns about the integrity of a wall inside the apartment building in Davenport, Iowa, that partially collapsed on Sunday. Residents, though, were not warned of the danger. Two more members of the far-right Oath Keepers being sentenced to prison for their role in the January 6th insurrection. Both have been convicted of seditious conspiracy. This is ABC News. A warning from federal regulators about how people are using e-commerce apps.
Chances are you've used an app like Venmo, PayPal, or Cash App to pay for things like the office lunch order, your kids' piano lessons, or other goods and services. And the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau says that's exactly what the apps were created for. They were not developed as a place to store money, especially large amounts of it long term, because the funds may not be covered by deposit insurance. The Bureau is warning people to keep balances low and move money out of the apps and into your own bank account quickly. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
A college student who authorities say admitted to setting fire to a building that was slated to become Wyoming's only full-service abortion clinic is expected to appear in court on Friday. Lorna Roxanne Green is expected to plead guilty to an arson charge. She told investigators that she opposes abortion and was experiencing anxiety over the Wellspring Health Access Clinic that was supposed to open in Casper, so she decided to burn it. I'm Mark Remillard, ABC News.
At Lakeland Care, we build better lives. As a nonprofit organization offering care management in northeastern Wisconsin, our staff lives and works in the areas we serve. Through customized plans designed to help eligible elders and adults with disabilities live independently, we offer a unique, people-centered approach to family care. That's because we know how important it is to remain connected to your family, friends, and community. Learn more about our long-term care options by contacting your County Aging and Disability Resource Center.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said, sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by Adopt US Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group Wisconsin Breaking News today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid.
Dude,
Did you hear about Cassie and Jake?
No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development?
Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold. 1993 to 1999. And again, 2001 to 2003. 125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football. You're about to find out. Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown. Monday mornings at 8 on WISS and WGBW and on the Civic Media app.
You were supposed to get a colon cancer screening, but stuff came up.
We did have to pick up the twins from practice.
But on the way, we hit a giant pothole.
Over
on.
If you are 45 and older, don't let stuff get in the way of your screening. Visit the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at ccalliance.org.
But then.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening.
Three, two, one.
Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocate Radio Show. A whiny bitch voice. Ron de Sanctimonious Wednesday edition. It's a mouthful, but it's worth it.
You've been working so hard on your Ron DeSantis voice, Crudy. I commend you on your efforts.
I would like to hear the early efforts of all our audience members in this hour. If you want a pair of Brewers tickets for next Tuesday night against the Orioles, you got to beat Crudy's Ron de Sanctimonious impersonation. Hassel told me you got to do a voice. If you're going to read, you can't give him the Crudy voice. You got to give him the whiny bitch, de sanctimonious voice. So I've been working on it, and I'd like to hear your version. I'll make occasion to do it again this hour. I promise.
You'll find something, I'm sure.
844-967-2789. But, Dom, you never bury the lead. You've brought this one to my attention. A CNN exclusive. And I'm going to have to move beyond calling this a paperwork crime at this point, Don.
What? Why would you possibly do that, Michael? Paperwork crimes, right?
In the words of James Comey, Lordy, there's tapes.
Lordy, I hope there's tapes.
Trump captured on tape talking about classified document he kept after leaving the White House. I notice of the multiple bylines, your girl Caitlin Collins, she hosted
part of the
town
team
hall.
Here, yep.
A CNN exclusive, federal prosecutors have obtained an audio recording of a summer 2021 meeting in which former President Donald Trump acknowledges he held on to classified Pentagon document about a potential attack on Iran. Multiple sources told CNN, undercutting Trump's argument that he declassified everything.
You know, you can do it with your mind, Crudy.
Dominic, the recording indicates Trump understood he retained classified material after leaving the White House. According to multiple sources, on the recording, Trump's comments suggest he would like to share the information, but he's aware of limitations on his ability post-presidency to declassified records, two of the sources said. Now, a little disclaimer here. CNN has not listened to the recording, nor has Dom or Crute, but multiple sources described it, not to us, but to CNN, apparently. One source said the relevant portion on the Iran document is about 2 minutes long, and another source said the discussion is a small part of a much longer meeting. Special Counsel Jack Smith, who is leading the Justice Department investigation into Trump, not with enough alacrity, to my opinion, Jack, has focused on the meeting as part of a criminal investigation into Trump's handling of national security secrets. Sources describe the recording as an important piece of evidence in a possible case against Trump, who has repeatedly asserted he could retain presidential records, you know, and automatically declassify documents. Automatically. Prosecutors have asked witnesses about the recordings and the document before a grand jury. Federal grand jury. The episode has generated enough interest for investigators to have questioned General Mark Milley, one of the highest-ranking Trump-era national security officials, I guess he was, about the incident.
Crudy, CNN continues. The July 2021 meeting was held at Trump's golf club in Bedminster, New Jersey, with two people working on the autobiography of Trump's former chief of staff, Mark Meadows. Where's Mark Meadows been? As well as aides employed by the former president, including
FBI relocation
specialist Margo Martin. The attendees, sources said, did not have security clearances that would allow them to access classified information. Meadows did not attend the meeting, the sources said. Meadows' autobiography includes an account of what appears to be the same meeting during which Trump, quote, recalls a four-page report typed up by Trump's former chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Mark Milley, himself. It contained the general's own plan to attack Iran, deploying massive numbers of troops, something he urged President Trump to do more than once during his presidency. The document Trump references was not produced by Milley, CNN was told. Investigators have questioned Milley. They questioned what? Trump's former chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Milley, was questioned by investigators about the episode in recent months, making him one of the highest-ranking national security officials from Trump's administration to meet with special counsel's team. Milley's spokesman, Dave Butler, declined comment to CNN. The revelation that the former president and commander-in-chief has been captured on tape discussing a classified document could raise his legal exposure he continues his third bid for the White House. Of course, Trump has denied any wrongdoing. CNN has reached out to a lawyer and spokesman for the former president.
You know, this guy's really careless around recording devices. Let's not forget, there was the Access Hollywood tape, right? Where he grabbed him by the mm-mm. That was on tape. That nearly sank his presidency, but somehow he escaped. There was the other tape, which I'm still waiting on the imminent indictments out of Fulton County about. The just find the 11,780 votes. One more than I have. Right? That was a smoking gun. That has been described. He was calling state election officials to pressure them to just go find votes for his benefit.
To create votes, to fraudulently say that Trump won the election, to overturn the will of the people. Yeah, I mean, put it in any way, any form you want. It's a terrible, terrible circumstance. And the former guy is still walking around a free man. Hell, he's leading the GOP for the presidential nomination.
And now there's new CNN exclusive reporting of a third tape of the former president. Third time the man's been on Memorex exposing himself to what? Criminal acts.
Crudy, the Trump campaign, according to Gideon Rubin, pardon me, at the Raw story, says this, the title, Trump campaign unloads on DOJ over CNN report of audio recording related to classified document. In the piece, the Trump campaign has accused the DOJ of engaging in political persecution that aims to further divide the country in a statement obtained by Caitlin Collins. Caitlin, she's on the byline. She did the town hall, quote unquote. And I guess each campaign has responded to her inquiries. Here's what the statement said. Leaks from radical partisans behind this political persecution are designed to inflame tensions and continue the media's harassment of President Trump and his supporters. It's just more proof that when it comes to President Trump, there are absolutely no depths to which they will not sink as they pursue their witch hunts. The DOJ's continued interference in the presidential election is shameful, and this meritless investigation should cease wasting the American taxpayers' money on Democrat political objectives.
I love when they do the whole Democrat thing.
Democrat.
Down a little more reporting, Sarah K. Burris at the Raw Story Plus. I like the Raw Story. You know, it's one of my favorite aggregators. This is a lot of evidence. Mueller prosecutor predicts Trump indictment is imminent. Well, we've heard that before, but a hefty wall of evidence has already been built against former President Donald Trump by special counsel Jack Smith. And more keeps coming, a former FBI general counsel said Wednesday. Andrew Weissman, who was a senior prosecutor on Robert Mueller's team, discussed new reports about Smith's investigation on MSNBC. A Wednesday New York Times report cited Smith interviewing Donald Trump's former cybersecurity chief, Chris Krebs. Now, he's the one that said most secure election ever.
Ever. He got reports from the Homeland Security and the Pentagon, and he was on it. They were game. They knew it was up. They were handling it. It was the most secure election ever. And then he was subsequently fired by the president.
You say something like that, you're going to get fired. Where's the loyalty?
Well, you speak the truth, you're going to get fired. But, I mean, look, I'm happy that...
contradicted the company line, which is rigged election, stolen.
No, come on, man. And this was so obvious. Before, like 8 months before, I mean, during the peak of COVID, Trump was out there, you know, whining about, God, if we ever had all mail-in ballots and, you know, Republicans would never win another election. It's going to be rigged. I mean, he knew what was coming down. He'd been laying that seed corn for months and months and months. So, yes, I am happy to hear that Milley has been contacted and provided testimony to the federal grand jury, that Krebs also has been apparently contacted and given testimony.
Well, Weissman says Krebs is going to be the perfect witness for the prosecutors who are investigating the classified documents found at Trump's Mar-a-Lago home and delving into Trump's part and trying to overturn the 2020 elections because he will have facts and data. According to Weissman, he's going to talk about, as a Republican appointed by Donald Trump, giving facts saying there was no fraud in the election. And on the other side, there are no facts. So it's just a wonderful example. You can add it to the Brad Raffensperger. You can add it to Mike Pence. You can add it to the president seeking to get rid of Jeff Rosen, the acting attorney general, and replace him with Jeff Clark. It's all in place. And this is one really good building block. And when you give it that litany, you go, this is going to be quite a hefty wall. This is a lot of evidence. Now, the host, Nicole Wallace, said that Krebs joins a list of people who work for Trump and interacted with him directly who have said that he didn't win the 2020 election. Well, that's why he doesn't work there anymore, Dom. Former acting attorney general Neil Cattell, also speaking with Wallace, recalled Bill Barr calling Trump's post-election advisors a clown show. Barr, he said, would be an expert. Yeah, on clown shows. Barr knows a lot about clown shows, according to Cattell. That's what I think Smith is doing. He's trying to figure out why is it in the world that you would get rid of the one guy who actually talks sense. You just played the clip. He doesn't sound like your typical Trump person. He sounds like someone who plays it straight. That's exactly what Trump's problem was. You can't play it straight, man. Because you're living in an alternative reality about rigged elections. And go find me votes.
You call it what you want. What it was an effort to overturn the will of the people, man. Overturn the will of the people. Do you understand that that's what this is all about? Folks, we are the Devil's Advocates. We're all about you. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
I just want to find 11,780 votes.
We ain't found...
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
Yeah, I wanna go outside, I wanna be.
We're here!
Whoa, that was fast!
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Lows level off around 61 overnight under partly cloudy skies. Winds out of the east around 5 miles an hour. Highs level off around 87. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun. Mainly clear sky tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 59. Mid-80s Saturday, turning cooler on Sunday with highs in the low 80s. Another look at the short range. Low of 61 overnight. We should top out at 87 tomorrow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 63.
Keeping the Fox Valley connected, informed, and entertained. This is Civic Media.
Charged, never convicted. The Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Phone lines open, taking your calls at 844-967-2789. Donald Trump on tape, apparently, CNN reporting, talking about holding and hanging on to and having classified documents that he'd really, really love to show people, but he knows there's limitations. You got a problem with that, Crudy? Just, you know, paperwork crimes. Well, what if he shows these documents to, you know, donors, for example? Could you call that payment for secret documents?
What if it's just friends at the golf club?
Also, payment for secret documents. I mean, aren't his friends all members, and don't the members pay?
Well, not directly. They don't write the check to Trump. They write it out to Mar-a-Lago, I suspect. You know, Mar-a-Lago club.
Without a distinction.
TrumpLLC.org. You know what I want to hear from the audience? You know, you can give us your political take if you must, but I'd really prefer to hear your Ron DeSantis voice this hour.
Do we have some Ron DeSantis we can play so people kind of know? You have that one that we played in the last hour, Evan? If you're just, you know,
well,
when you get a second, throw that one out there.
Let me roll out the ground rules. If you do a better Ron DeSantis voice than Crudy, and it's a pretty low bar, but, you know, I am working on it because this may only have like a 90-day shelf life. This,
you know,
might be a short-lived.
The creative process can be complicated.
Well, I don't mean my creative process. That's quickly happening. I got creativity coming out of my arse. What I'm saying is, you know, the short-lived campaign of Ron DeSantis. So if I'm going to do a DeSantis voice, it may not have the staying power of the Trump voice because we're still doing that. I'm still doing that 8 years later. DeSantis, you know, it's going to be yesterday's news by Labor Day. 90 days.
So he makes it to Iowa, though.
Hey, he's barely. He's going to limp. Only when you say Iowa. He's in Iowa currently, but he's going to come limping out of the state fair, and he's going to bust on the rocks when people start paying attention to politics right around Labor Day. He's going to go through that first presidential debate, and it's just going to be, you know, his whiny, bitchy voice is just going to be so...
Why aren't other Republicans doing what you're doing in Florida?
It's just
so
great.
And I say they are doing it. And they say, where? Yeah. I say they're doing it in Iowa. And in fact, I was here in March, and someone kind of took note, and they're like, man, look at all the stuff Iowa's doing.
Tom, you could win some tickets. Everybody's doing it.
Everybody, someone, I was in Iowa and someone said, why aren't you doing it like Florida?
He did have one good crack from Iowa, though. You know, the entire campaign staff must have been working on this one. Hell! Now I can't think of how I do the Ron DeSantis. Damn it.
See, it takes a little more effort.
It's way back in the nose, like the top of the way back here.
Well, hell is a strong pronouncement. I don't want to do the DeSantis voice and then make him sound good. So I'll just do the normal.
Oh, no worries, Curdy. No worries there, man. It's not good. Just go ahead.
No, I got to think. I got to think on it again.
Here's the hill. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis countered a jab Tuesday from former President Trump about his COVID-19 response, saying the former president's whole family moved to Florida under his governorship.
You could have done the DeSantis voice.
This is new, DeSantis told News Nation's Kelly Meyer at a press conference when asked about Trump's latest comments. 6 months ago, he never would have said that, right? He used to say how great Florida was. Hell, his whole family moved to Florida under my governorship.
I prefer your Sheriff David A. Clark Jr. more, yeah. More guttural.
It's pitchforks and torches time in America.
I got to hear more like Nathan Lane from Springtime from Hitler.
The producers.
Is that the producers?
Yeah.
So if you do a Ron DeSantis impersonation on the air today and you want some Brewer tickets, tell Ebone, he's just going to, you know, put up the fact you want the tickets. He's not going to screen your impersonation. But if it's good enough and it wins hearts and minds, club seats, nice seats. Next Tuesday against the Orioles, courtesy of our flagship Brewer station, WISS 1100 AM. And also 98.3 FM. Also, we signed I'm thinking aloud here, Dom.
Yeah.
Signed a contract to bring Brewers to the southeastern Wisconsin metro for next year, for 2024. WRJN, our newest edition, one of on Monday. Brewers, baby!
Nice.
Packers! Brewers! And I got one other major league state franchise that's going to add. Announcement coming soon. So I'm thinking a lot about the Brewers. They're on my mind. We're giving away tickets to next Tuesday's game, but you got to do the whiny bitch DeSantis voice. I got to think on that. I'll bring mine back, but let's take Mark now. Mark from the SAC, welcome back.
Hey, Mark.
What do you got for us? You got a voice?
Thanks, guys. No, I don't have a voice. I wonder if Ron DeSantis' testicles have reascended up into his abdomen the way he is.
Come on, man. They're shrinkage, Jerry.
I know all about shrinkage being a swimmer back in high school, and it wasn't really a problem. it's just ridiculous. And what Matt was bringing up is, I think that it was the mistake we made with Walker, Chisholm made with Walker here in Wisconsin, is that if you have the goods on the Republicans that they've committed a crime, you indict them as soon as you possibly can. Because if Ron Johnson would have been indicted for his fake electors saying he may not have been reelected as senator from Wisconsin, I mean, it's time. You can't give these guys any more time. Yeah, I know that the next year, 2024, the civil lawsuit against the fake electors is going to go forward here in the state of Wisconsin. But we need to pin back the ears of every single person that was even tangentially involved in the fake electors scandal. From Jim Troupas and Fitzgerald and Ron Johnson and the fake electors themselves and anybody who was actually involved in that meeting, because their duty to the Constitution as officers of the United States of Wisconsin was to report the criminal activity that was going on, period. And that if you let these guys escape the noose, I mean, then it's on us. I mean,
well, then it's a trial run for the next time, Mark, and maybe next time they're successful. Thanks for the call, man.
Come back with us. Do your Ron DeSantis voice, and you could win some Brewer tickets. 844-967-2789. You don't have to be good. You just got to give it the old college try.
This is Civic Media for the Fox Valley.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. The Senate passing a bill to raise the debt ceiling and avoid a government default.
This deal suspends the debt limit until January 2025 after the presidential election and rescinds billions of dollars in IRS and unused COVID-19 funding. Without it, economists warned of an economic downturn, delayed military salaries, halted Social Security, Medicaid, and veterans benefits, plummeting stocks, and potentially another recession. President Biden has vowed to immediately sign the bill into law once it reaches his desk to avoid the nation's first ever default. M. Nguyen, ABC News, Washington.
An engineering report issued just last week raised concerns about the integrity of a wall inside the apartment building in Davenport, Iowa, that partially collapsed on Sunday. Residents, though, were not warned of the danger. two more members of the far-right Oath Keepers being sentenced to prison for their role in the January 6th insurrection. Both have been convicted of seditious conspiracy. This is ABC News.
At Lakeland Care, we build better lives. Located right here in northeastern Wisconsin, our staff lives and works in the areas we serve. Offering public and private care management options, we have a strong track record of success in helping members of our community live their happiest, healthiest, and most independent lives. Beyond care management, we now offer consulting, coaching, and training for individuals and organizations. Where you need us, when you need us, we're on your team. Visit LakelandCareInc.com to learn more.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done,
over and over and over and over and over, then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at BelongingBeginsWithUs.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The Devil's Advocates, making radio great again.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show, rolling through a whiny bitch voice Wednesday edition, happier, happy hour, taking your phone calls. Dom, not your phone calls, but just acknowledging your presence here on the show.
Thank you, Michael. Good to be here.
Ebone will actually probably do a little light screening.
Probably.
And what I'm seeking this hour is a little audience participation, and here's the topic du jour. Can you do a Ron DeSantis voice? It's sort of a whiny voice. It's, I don't want to be the president. Now, I'm being a little hyperbolic in my whininess. It reminds me of my kids, you know, as young guys.
Well, DeSantis is younger than us, house. Man. So, you know, kids these days.
The kids these days. But he doesn't have the vocal qualities of a leader or a strong human being. Just an appealing guy that you'd want to have a beer with and hang out with. You know what I'm saying?
You don't think that soaring orator that is DeSantis, you don't want to see him, you know, on the mall inspiring millions of people? Thank you for coming to the inauguration. Democracy is dead.
My actions will speak louder than my words. That is one of the 10 best Ron DeSantis quotes, according to BrainyQuote.com.
Oh, no.
They're all very, very interchangeable, you know, we need to save the country.
Oh, come on, you know.
These are like his greatest hits. For Trump, it's you can't always get what you want.
And Tiny Dancer.
844-967-2789. We see you there, callers. We'll get you in just a minute. Dom, do you have any thoughts here before we jump right into the Whitey Voice Ron DeSantis contest?
Because
it could devolve quickly.
It always devolves quickly. I said it before the break. The fact we talk about all these different issues surrounding Donald Trump and the Republicans and these swing states here in the state of Wisconsin, and I just think sometimes we lose the point that these are not just individual, you know, actions by individual people. This isn't the solidarity sing along members or, you know, individuals showing up to sing. This was a coordinated effort by Trump and his lackeys to contact and instruct state legislators to dismiss the will of the people. I don't know if is that treasonous? Is it worth the death penalty? I mean, what are we talking about here? And now we have Donald Trump apparently on tape acknowledging the classified documents that he has, and apparently some of the testimony I've read is that he has shown them to donors and so on and so forth. So, you know, we're lucky if this thing goes down with Donald Trump getting convicted for fraud relating to his Stormy Daniels payoff. That will be the lucky part.
You're all hung up on that coup against the Constitution.
I'm
the vice
just saying,
president.
Man, you know, if there's going to be a coup, I'd be a part of it. You know what I mean? And I'm not. I'm looking at the coup. People are going, what are you, freaking nuts? You Donald Trump, the lie, and all these Republicans. Well, this was problematic. We have to address these issues. We have to have election integrity. Well, yeah, one of the reasons that people have some doubts is because you and your orange leader have been telling people that there's fraud, and there's not. You had cases, 62 out of 63. You lost. But this was a concerted conspiracy, and there should be heads rolling for it. And I think that sometimes we like to laugh and have a good time, but we wash over that part, man. Something's got to happen. These asses are going to do it again. It's a trial run if it is no consequence to it.
Can we move on to the Ron DeSantis voice now? Because I've kind of laid the ground rules for a contest, and people are being responsive.
We are moving on.
844-967-2789. We're going to have some fun. Nick from St. Louis. What do you got for us, Nick?
Hey, Nick.
I'm from St. Paul.
Well, they're nowhere close to each other. Welcome, Nick. What do you got for us, man?
Warning. You are about to listen to the greatest caller ever.
All right, so you've set a high bar for yourself,
some
man.
Big words, man. You got to follow it up now.
Okay, here's Ron DeSantis. Florida is America. America is Florida. I hope you liked it.
That was
I'm
fantastic,
Paul,
Nick.
Okay? I love you guys. As you know, I'm in the midst of making dinner, so I got to go now.
All right, Nick. Don't let the Wiener Schnitzel burn on the stove.
Oh, that's some funny stuff.
844-967-2789. We got a Madison area plumber calling in. How you doing? What do you got for us?
Hey, how's it going?
Good, man. You doing a DeSantis imitation? You want some Brewers tickets next Tuesday night? Good seats, PNC club level.
Yeah, I was going to try. I'm going to just get into my voice here. Hang on.
Me. Do it one more time. I didn't hear exactly, but I appreciate the tone. Why don't you hold on? We got some Brewers tickets for you next Tuesday night. Kids will probably be off school by
awesome,
then. Hold on tight. 844-967 2789. Our buddy calling in from God's country, Dana in La Crosse. Dana, we are coming your way so very soon. June 5th, come to La Crosse, 1490, the Eagle, soaring high above your radio dial.
Three more days.
Hell,
three more business days.
It's coming close, Dana. Next Monday, baby.
Yes.
And then the
Republicans
are coming your way, Dana. Do you know the Republican convention's coming up to probably the La Crosse Center, I would assume? They're coming to La Crosse for Father's Day weekend.
I suppose we should lock the kids up, huh? All right, let me try my Ron DeSantis here.
Let's hear it, Dana.
All right, here we go.
Fascists? We don't need no stinking fascists. I'm the last fascist in this country, and for fascism, we're going to Florida. That's the best I got, guys.
Would you say we have a plethora of Florida
fascists? We can't see it as a radio product, but were you, you know, bobbing your head from side to side as you were saying it, like DeSantis was overseas?
While I was licking pudding from my fingers.
Oh, that's so nasty.
That's a visual I didn't need, Dana.
No. Thank you, though.
Coming your way soon, Dana. Tell everyone.
I'm excited for it.
Monday, 1490 a.m. in La Crosse on the Eagle. Baby. I call him Baby, Dana. You know, he's got a self-crafted, went on the internet and had it made for his car, the coolest Devil's Advocates bumper sticker ever. I mean, he's a true fan. I bet he's got the app on every one of his devices. The Civic Media app, you know, we are relaunching. You're going to have to do an update next week. The new app is a much improved app. We're stepping into like the 21st century now.
Oh, excellent. Look forward to
Very
it.
Very good
next
app
week,
update.
Upgrade the new app.
Yes.
Yeah, check it out.
844 Civic Media app. If you don't have it, especially those of you listening in Minneapolis, you're going to lose us live next week. You might want to have it just in case. Don't get mad at Chad. That's just a decision that was made. We're also changing some of our lineup here in Wisconsin next week. 844-967-2789. John from Joliet. John.
Hey, John.
Hey, guys. How about you expand to Joliet?
Well, can't you hear the 540 signal down to Joliet?
That was it.
You can catch it on WCPT is like a fart in a tin can down in Joliet, I got to tell you. But I do stream it every day.
Well, excellent. Do you have the Civic Media app? Because we've got a big update coming,
yes,
John.
Yes, I do.
Well, aren't you one of the Patriots?
Yes.
John.
What do you mean update?
Well, it's going to be better, new and improved and super cooler starting on Monday.
Hey, and the Brewers tickets? I don't want them. I'm a Cubs fan. Sorry.
Well, we weren't offering them to you, John,
yeah,
so
you
don't worry.
Get them anyway, John.
No takey-backies, John. We didn't offer, so you can't not get them.
Do you have Cubs tickets? I'll take those.
Well, if I did, I'd be selling them for like 50 cents on the street corner.
Oh,
Crudy.
What are the rankings right now? I know the Brewers are doing well.
They're ahead of the Cubs.
Well, okay. Well,
that goes without saying, though, right?
Yeah, who isn't ahead of the Cubs right now?
You said it, John.
Well, actually, I think the St. Louis Cardinals are below the Cubs right now, last time I checked. Be well, Joliet, John. One of our Flatlander friends out there listening on the Civic Media app like the real Patriots do.
So the update on the app next week, coinciding with Monday with the lineup changes and all that, is that kind of the deal?
I think so. It may shock you to know that Crudy does not head up the app division or any of the technology. You know that the computer screen that I utilize to do this fine show has a crack right down the middle of it, right?
Yes, I. You are not great with tech.
I've been on this Mac for like 10 years. It's got all my taxes. All my life is on this Mac. When this thing kaputs, I may never do the radio show again.
Yeah, but you're one of those guys that opens up like every app on your computer and leaves it open forever until it just locks up and shuts down.
Well, I don't do that anymore because it force quits itself. because I'm so low on memory.
Come on, man. Remember is that Windows? Is that Windows 10?
844-967-2789. I want to tell a quick story on ourselves. You know, Dom, first and foremost, we just turned 4 as a radio enterprise here in Madison. 4 years on the air at 92.7 FM. But when we first started back in the day, back in the Milwaukee days, right?
Yeah.
Some people don't know, but the equipment that we were given might have been, let's just say, substandard by radio standards. Only I was the dumbass that bought a radio station, not knowing how to operate a radio station. So it was like on Windows, and it was in the 90s, right? It was like Windows 91. And this is in 2017. There's like 1 hour of memory left on the entire computer. Like my broken Mac has like three bytes available for memory save. Then you got to clear everything every day just so I can like open one more tab. But when we first started, we could barely even run the commercials out because there wasn't enough memory in the computer for like 10 commercials just to like fill the gaps in between the greatest radio show ever.
It's been a learning experience. That's for sure.
And as of
on a flash drive, it'll be fine.
As of Monday, we will be operating. I believe it's 18 radio stations in 12 different markets. And I still don't understand any of the tech, and I'm completely reliant upon other people to tell me that there might be a really super cool app update coming on Monday. I feel quite confident that they are working diligently to make sure it's ready. And I played no part in its success or failure.
Well, no, you got to play to your strengths. Cool. You know, you are not the tech guy. Sage, a little more techie than you.
A little more techy than me.
I mean, that's good. You got you know, go to where your strengths are. You voice impersonations. and Sage, you know, heck.
You know, Sage also bought himself 2 more radio stations today.
Today.
My understanding, the FCC will make notice thereof pretty soon, and we'll talk about it. But 100,000-watt Northwoods Packers, Brewers, and I've already been in discussion adding the Milwaukee Bucks on. I am very, very excited.
Oh, man, Crudy, you're living your dream, man. I mean, Sports Talk Live back in lacrosse. Crudy wanted to be, well, the ESPN dude. You know, you want to talk sports and have a good time. And now look at you, man, getting all the sports.
I still do. I'm going to phase you out pretty soon. We're just going to do sports full-time around here.
Just make sure you give 110%, Crudy.
Strawberry, turtle, grasshopper, so many delicious flavors of Cheesecake Bars. Is your mouth watering yet? Well, good. Order your bars or bakery items now from Just Dane's Just Bakery in Madison. Along with feeding your cheesecake craving, you'll be supporting a special training program for people dealing with employment barriers. Just Dane's Just Bakery. Call 608-598-0042. 608-598-0042. Changing lives, changing the community. Just Dane.
Hello? I'm a Marine.
No matter how you served.
My buddies from the Army are all gone now. I'm really alone.
No matter what you're going through.
I keep getting calls about the bills, and I'm trying to get a job. I feel so stuck.
We are here for you. If you or a veteran in your life is experiencing thoughts of suicide, dial 988, then press 1 to reach the Veterans Crisis Line.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the US Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Lows level off around 61 overnight under partly cloudy skies. Winds out of the east around 5 miles an hour. Highs level off around 87 tomorrow. A mix of clouds and sun. Mainly clear sky tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 59.
mid-80s.
Saturday, turning cooler on Sunday with highs in the low 80s. Another look at the short range, low of 61 overnight. We should top out at 87 tomorrow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 63.
Fox Valley, regional and state news and commentary. For us to find common ground, Civic Media.
The Devil's Advocates, the fix for political junkies everywhere.
Mr. Crowley, what's been done in your head?
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show, our last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now on the lines at 844-967-2789.
Rico, I see you. Soon I will hear you. But be a little patient. We'll get to you and, you know, get behind Rico in the queue. But I got a little tech advice here, message to me from Jeff.
Yeah.
Because as you know, I'm not strong on the tech. And Jeff, being a courteous listener and a friend of the show, Jeff has shared with us Booze before and also the movie Idiocracy. And I have yet to watch the movie despite Jeff's gallant effort to provide it to me in a wrapper direct from Amazon. So Jeff has given me some direction here. He says, apparently you don't understand the tech to play a DVD either. So he's given me some specific steps here because I am stuck.
They still make DVDs? I mean, well, the beta tape player not working?
First, you open the plastic wrap on the case. Then you open the case containing the DVD, then you press the case in the middle of the DVD to release the DVD. The problem is, I got the red cord and the yellow cord and the white cord, and none of the TVs take the red, yellow, and white cords anymore.
Yeah.
My DVD players are from like the 1980s, and my TVs are from, you know, probably the 2000s. Probably. So, tech
streaming. Streaming. I think it's a good movie. It's a little too close to home, so I think you'd appreciate it.
Idiocracy. One more thought here. Matthew Chapman over at the Raw Story Plus. Ron DeSantis, campaign leaker, was invited to donor meeting by staffer he met on a dating app.
The right stuff.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis' presidential campaign was rattled this week by an embarrassing leak from a strategy meeting with donors. I understood, Tom. It really didn't look very flattering. Like, the best they could say about their guy is he only trailed Trump by double digits in certain key states. But anyways, there was also leaked audio and slides showing aides trying to put a positive spin on data that clearly showed Trump has an advantage in the 24 primary and that an unusually large chunk of voters have negative views of DeSantis despite his high name recognition. I know I do, but perhaps just as embarrassing as the leak.
Well, I'm sorry. Hang on a second. Despite his high name recognition, so because someone knows, more people know about you than somehow they should not think negatively? I mean, how does that make any sense?
Well, if they know you, you would hope
to know you
is
to not
like
you.
Yes. Now you're starting to catch the point. In his own donor meeting where they're putting their best foot forward and they're using the inside data that he has to offer, the kind of stuff that you know, Paul Manafort gives to Kalimnik,
right?
You know, the good stuff, the inside,
if you believe the Mueller
data
report.
Well, according to their own report, you know, not only is Trump whooping DeSantis's ass, but those that know DeSantis don't really like DeSantis. But perhaps, just as embarrassing as the leak itself might be, how the leak happened, according to the publisher of Florida Politics, Peter Skorosh, the campaign insider site which broke the leak, the first hint of how it came from a tweet by DeSantis spokesperson, an official campaign official, Christina Pushaw. Show, that's how P-U-S-H-A-W, Pushaw, right? Showing a